Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting conversation about AI, business opportunities, and the rapidly changing tech landscape. Let's dive in.
Excited to unpack this. Sounds like navigating the AI world requires more than just a brilliant idea these days.
Exactly. It's never been easier to build a million-dollar business, but holding onto that value? That's the real challenge. Think sandcastles on the beach. Easy to build. Easily washed away by the tide of competition.
So, where are the opportunities? Everyone's tweeting about distribution being the new moat, but how do we actually build that moat?
Well, I'm seeing potential in media businesses. Build that network effect, capture attention, then figure out the data play. Like TechCrunch or even TED. Did you know it's up for grabs?
Whoa, TED, that's huge. But wouldn't reviving a media brand like that be a massive undertaking, even with AI tools?
True, but AI drastically lowers the barrier to entry for building the tools. Think Cal AI, brilliant app, but soon there'll be 100 clones. Good for a quick million, not so much for long-term value.
Right, the Cal AI example is a perfect case study. What's your advice for them then?
Honestly, sell. Find someone who hasn't caught onto the AI wave yet and cash out while you can.
That's pragmatic, but it speaks to the current reality. What about data moats? Aren't those still valuable?
It's tricky. LLMs are gobbling up all the data anyway. Even proprietary data might already be within an LLM's training set. Hard to find truly unique data these days.
So what's the play then? Are we all doomed to be vibe coding our way into oblivion?
Not necessarily, but we need to think differently. I'm playing with Gumloop for intelligent automations. Manus AI for candidate screening. Game changers.
I've been experimenting with Versal. Crazy how fast it can revamp a website. The potential for automating services like that is huge.
Exactly. Imagine an automated agency scraping local businesses with ugly websites, redesigning them with Versal, and then offering hosting. Easy million-dollar business right there.
And sticky, too. Web hosting is notoriously hard to switch from. GoDaddy's success is a testament to that.
Speaking of sticky, what about MCP? Model Context Protocol? I've built a system that queries my financial data in real time. Imagine an easy, secure, Mac-based MCP server. Huge potential.
So, like a secure MCP platform, that plays into the trust factor. People will pay for security, like with 1Password.
Exactly. Call it SCP.com, Secure Context Protocol. I'm giving that idea away for free.
Ha, love it. What about that message maxing idea you mentioned?
Oh yeah. Analyze iMessage data, identify toxic traits, suggest better communication strategies. It's a fun, Gen Z kind of idea that could go viral.
Format business, right? Nail the TikTok angle and you're golden. But to your earlier point, is this another Cal situation?
Probably. One-year business, easy to copy. But hey, $1 million is $1 million.
Fair enough. So starting grumpy, but ending on a more optimistic note, eh? Though you're still skeptical about long-term success in this AI-driven world.
Look, I'm excited, but realistic. Competition is fierce. The moment someone can prompt an LLM to replicate your entire business, you're in trouble.
True. It all comes back to distribution. Building an audience. Having that personal monopoly. That's our edge.
Absolutely. And speaking of personal projects, I'm building an app. Vibe. Fashion advice based on your wardrobe. Need someone to run it. No salary, but lots of equity. Email me if you're interested.
Sounds interesting. Cal or long-term play? What's your take?
Total Cal. College kid hustle. Get in, get out.
Huh. Brutal honesty. Well, Andrew, this has been fascinating. Thanks for sharing your insights.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thanks for having me. Later.
Goodbye.